We discussed the last 2 weeks at length that the purpose of our lives is to get close and create a relationship with Hashem. This can't begin, though, before we have a healthy knowledge and a feel of the reality of Hashem's existence. We can't get close to Hashem before we know that He is here. In the Torah, we find three terms that mean knowledge: Chachma, Bina, and Das. Chabad. Chachma means wisdom and refers to the simple facts, the unadulterated knowledge of things. Bina means understanding and refers to the next level, where we take those facts and begin to understand what they represent and what we can deduce from them and how they work together, so on. Da'as, simply translated knowledge, means much more than that. In Lashon HaKodesh, da'as means connection, chibur, meaning that the knowledge becomes a part of who we are. We find the word da'as used to describe the relationship between man and wife. Vayeda Adam is chava ishtoi. The kind of connection that's intimated by this word is that the nature of da'as is, it encompasses your whole self. It fills a person. Much the same way the connection of man and his wife is all-encompassing. It's their identity, and it dictates their whole way of life. Something that we know, but it doesn't encompass all our heart and thoughts, is not total knowledge. It's only partial das. In the effort to gain true understanding of the existence of Hashem, we need to utilize each of these three forms of knowledge. We need Chachma, Bina, and Das. Chachma is the fact that Hashem created the world. Bina is the understanding through logic and examination of Hashem's existence. Das is when this knowledge becomes a part of us. It grips our thoughts and emotions. Chachma and Bina are not sufficient in knowledge of Hashem. If it hasn't reached the level of Das, this means that our inner soul, our pnimius, has not gained a true understanding and acceptance of the fact. If we don't find it occupying our thoughts, it means we have work to do. So first, we have to examine ourselves and to take stock of what our belief is. Let's feel ourselves out, and let's see how it is that we believe in Hashem, that He created the world. It is something that we talk about. We say in davening and in brachas 100 times a day, but unfortunately, that doesn't mean that we actually think about it. That's the unfortunate truth. So let's actually think about it, and think about what we believe and begin to appreciate how far and deep it extends, how much it is a part of us, whether we do realize it or not. We're not referring to the complex process of proving Hashem's existence. No, just the simple belief that we already possess. Let's bring it to front and center and give it some real thoughts. Let's examine it and acknowledge it. I really believe that the sun up there in the sky, that huge ball of fire, was created by Hashem. I really believe that the whole planet, from its molten core to the crust, was created by Hashem. I believe the moon was created and hung in place by Hashem, so on and so forth, going from ear to plants to insects, birds, ourselves, children. Each one of these is Hashem's direct creation. Once we clarify this belief in our mind, and we know it to be our belief, we can work on getting it to be something which we live with and live by. Obviously, we can't jump to being people who live with this knowledge every second of the day, but we can aspire to be that kind of person. The work to reach this goal is a day-by-day toil, step after step, which the coming chapters of this Sefer try to clarify. But it's important to know that as we begin this process, that when we achieve the level of being people who live with Hashem, when we get there, we will become different people. Two people, one who lives with this knowledge and lives with Hashem's presence on their mind, and another one who does not, can't be compared. It's a different universe. If a person wakes up in the morning with the thought that Hashem is here, they wash the tefillin, they dine with this thought, they eat with this knowledge, and go through the day until they lay down to sleep, even if they don't go anywhere further, then simply actively living with this knowledge in their minds, front and center, it will change the whole nature of our lives. This is a tsuras hachayim, a true portrait of what life should be. Something every man and woman should aspire to. It doesn't require special brilliance or deep emotional wisdom, just a small measure of seeking the truth and a lot of persistence. And everyone can acquire this level of knowing Hashem. If we would only appreciate the value of this, we would give up everything we have to pursue it.